This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And there is no lack of news on the driverless car front. Amazon announces that it has invested in a high-profile autonomous vehicle startup. It's called Aurora, giving the online retailer insight into the fast-developing world of driverless cars. That's the idea. Why Aurora's technology might just be a good fit for Amazon after these tech headlines. Germany ordered Facebook to stop combining data it collects about users' activity across the internet without their consent. This strikes a cornerstone of Facebook's giant business model. In a decision issued Thursday, Germany's Federal Cartel Office, the country's top antitrust enforcer, said that Facebook has abused its dominance by requiring people to allow it to collect information about their wider internet usage as a condition of usage. The decision comes as Facebook and other tech giants face increasing regulatory scrutiny, particularly in Europe. The authority specifically ordered Facebook to stop assigning data it collects about users' activities on third-party apps and websites, and even from Facebook-owned services like WhatsApp and Instagram, to a user's Facebook account without their consent. Users must still be able to access Facebook if they don't give consent for it to use their non-Facebook data, something that is not currently possible. The journal's Sam Schechner covers it all from Europe and has the latest at WSJ.com. Let's check in on another batch of earnings. Twitter reported quarterly revenue in its first full year of profitability this week, signs that promoting healthy disclosure on the platform might be paying off. Still, shares of Twitter fell 10% in morning trading on the company's declining number of monthly users. It disclosed that number for the first time. It's 126 million, a figure the company said was up 1.6% from the previous quarter. If you're keeping tabs, Facebook and Snap have 1.52 billion and 186 million daily users, respectively. Twitter said it measures its number of daily users differently than other companies because it counts only users who can view ads. As for revenue, it rose 24% to $908.8 million. Authors and publishers say they are concerned about a recent surge in summaries available on Amazon, some of which have covers that copy or mimic the original's art and use the author's name. Some consumers are mistakenly buying those summaries instead of the original works, hurting sales. A Wall Street Journal analysis found that in some cases, the covers of the summary and the original books were very similar, aside from a summary label at the top. And after the journal contacted Amazon.com last week, the company said that it pulled a number of the summary titles highlighted by the journal. The latest move from a tech giant policing inappropriate activity on its platform, Amazon notes that much like Facebook and Google, it's come under pressure to do a better job. Coming up, Amazon invests in driverless startup Aurora, a look at how Aurora's tech could be a natural fit for Amazon's package delivery. After this. Amazon is investing in driverless startup Aurora Innovation. This is according to a company statement on Thursday. Investors valued the company at more than $2 billion. Writing all about it for the journal is automotive reporter. He joins us again this week, a heavy automotive week, Tim Higgins in San Francisco. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So tell us more about Aurora first. What kind of tech is it known for using? What's its angle? Who has it worked with? Remind us.
Yeah, this is one of the hot startups in Silicon Valley. Started a couple of years ago. It's working on the software that would be the brains of a self-driving car. And its pedigree is top-notch. Its founders were kind of leaders in the field. One of the gentlemen, Chris Urmson, had led Google's self-driving car effort for a number of years. Another of the founders, Sterling Anderson, had helped put Autopilot for Tesla on the roadways. And the third founder came out of Pittsburgh, where he was really one of the early people helping Uber figure out its self-driving program. So, somewhat considered stars in the field. And when they got together and came out with this startup, there were lots of people saying, they wanted to watch this company and see what it was going to do. And they came out a year ago with announcements that they were working with Volkswagen and Hyundai to try to put their technology on the road in production vehicles in a few years from now. And the startup then raised some money and it's one of the companies that we watch in this very hotly contested space of the race to develop self-driving car technology.
It's interesting because it turns out a lot of these car companies, you know, they take on autonomous tech. It becomes very clear that it's enormously complicated, not just very complicated, and it's also very expensive. And the sheer cost of developing these vehicles is becoming clear, you know, as these companies test their fleets. So sooner or later, you see how a behemoth like Amazon, you know, might make sense in terms of a relationship.
Yeah, they're not saying exactly, you know, if there's any potentials in the future, but Amazon putting money into Aurora is a sign that it's going to learn something, at least from having that relationship. In a lot of ways, autonomous vehicle technology is, as you say, a natural fit for Amazon. They're spending increasingly more and more money on logistics of those delivering those packages. They have been investing in exploring drones and small robots that would deliver packages, these sorts of things. And so, you know, the one of the questions in Silicon Valley for a while has been, what's Amazon going to do in this space? Because it seems like, in a lot of ways, peanut butter and jelly, it just seemed like it was going to happen at some point.
Exactly. Thinking even bigger, because you mentioned the drone technology, it seems like Amazon is, you know, it's placed several bets on driverless vehicle tech. What else is coming down the road big picture? Because, I mean, I know this seems big picture, but there's an even bigger picture.
Well, we've reported that we know that they've experimented with creating drones. And then last month, they announced this pod-like small electric delivery system called Amazon Scout.
Right.
That looks a lot like a cooler and rolls down the sidewalk. And you're seeing some more companies trying to move into that space. But the thing about autonomous vehicles, the industry in general, we're kind of seeing three pools. One is robot taxis. Another is around town deliveries. And in the third area is long haul trucking. So the idea of around town deliveries, that last mile kind of thing for an Amazon or a FedEx or a UPS, in a lot of ways could be a natural way for this kind of technology to be deployed in a way that makes money, because at the end of the day, right, this is about a business case.
Right. Yeah, there's so much going on in this space, and you're covering it all, and we appreciate it. So thanks for joining us again with the latest. We'll have you back on soon. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.